Tigra, Arabic, Afar, and Kunama. This provide academic, cultural, and ethical content for children during accessible weekend hours. In Eritrea's print media, such as the Tigrinya Daily Hadas, Eritrea regularly features columns dedicated to children, addressing fables, ethical issues, and educational topics as well. Interactive discussions and panel shows involving children and youth are regularly held through the media. And the Ministry of Information, of course, does not censor content unless it promotes discrimination, violence, or defamation. Audience surveys, including one conducted in collaboration with the College of Economics and Business Administration in 2017, have highlighted positive feedback on children programming as well. Television access in Eritrea is open, with households free to acquire satellite decoders to access over 1,000 free-to-air channels, providing diverse information entertainment options. And there are also pay-TV subscription channels, which you can easily acquire, such as Bein, and as well as DSTV. While private and efforts to continue to expand broadband and internet access, facilitation, education, and communication are currently underway. And internet access is majorly provided through internet cafes. And these internet cafes are regulated to prevent access to exploitative or inappropriate content. Violations of these regulations result in strict penalties, as well as the revoking of licenses, ensuring the protection of children and the community. Eritrea's ICT and education policies include measures to safeguard children's rights and privacy while promoting digital literacy through updated textbooks, teacher training programs. One aspect of this, a digital library, like a traditional library that is an important resource for the transmission of knowledge and skills. In Eritrea, Aurora digital library is functional and operating at national level to help equip educational institutions from elementary level to higher education with resources for students and teachers. Vocational schools are among those targeted by Aurora digital library. On freedom of thought, conscience, and religion, the government of state of Eritrea reaffirms that freedom of religion is safeguarded by law, ensuring protection from discrimination or protection based on faith. Observations by the committee have been addressed in previous responses, of course. And Eritrea's National Proclamation of Number 21 of 1992 upholds equality and prohibits discrimination based on race, religion, and or ethnicity. Children from all backgrounds have equal access to public services, including education and healthcare. As has been explained over and over again on several occasions, the question of the other followers of Jehovah Witness has nothing to do with their type of religion. It is simply a matter of failing to fulfill the secular citizenship obligation required of followers of all religion denominations. On the prohibition of polygamous marriage, Eritrea's multi-ethnic population observes diverse customs and faith, while national laws classify polygamous marriage as a criminal offense. Educational initiatives and awareness campaigns promote gender equality and shared family responsibilities. While polygamy is often, of course, associated with factors such as arranged marriage, early marriages, poverty, and adherence to traditional norms, the government views education as a key strategy for addressing these issues. Alongside mandatory laws, public awareness campaigns are regularly conducted to promote gender equality in marriage, shared responsibility in family life, and the mutual obligation of spouses. On administration of juvenile justice, Eritrean criminal law force prohibits, prioritizes rehabilitation over punishment for young offenders, emphasizing education, vocational training, and reintegration into society. Juvenile cases are handled separately from adult cases, with legal representations provided for children in serious cases, ensuring fair treatment and support. And accordingly, informal procedures are followed in handling cases of young offenders.
Sorry, I'm just going to interrupt you there for a moment, because we usually deal with child justice issues, or juvenile justice issues, as you're calling it, in the second cluster. So just so that you don't lose time for your other subjects, because we'll be asking you more questions.